Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey guys, welcome back to Believe in K-pop. This is your host, Anthea Isaac. Hope you're all doing good and staying safe. Well, here we are again in another episode, and I'm very sorry, but this week you're again stuck with me. Well, I did promise that I would be more consistent and I would be bringing in a lot of guests and interviews will be happening, but this month was not as fun as it sounds. I literally broke my laptop and mobile phone the same month. Can you believe it? It's more like the worst nightmare. I had an interview planned, but I broke my phone. So I couldn't contact the interviewee and I just lost my interview. Amazing. Like, I broke my laptop. I had to wait for a week. And then just a few days later, I decided to break my phone. Like, I didn't do it on purpose, I promise, but I was trying to do some video content and it just broke. It just fell flat on the ground. So I had a tough time, but still, being the month of love, I did find a lot of people who actually cared. There were so many people who actually helped me when I had a tough time, you know, like handling things without my gadgets and all that. So I'm very grateful for them. Those people are never going to listen to this episode, but just know that I'm surrounded by very good bunch and I'm always grateful for them. And of course, I'm very grateful for you guys, and especially if you're listening to this episode, despite knowing that it's just going to be Anthea ranting about stuff. So what am I going to do this week? Well, I did want to make a Valentine's Day playlist, but I understood that I'm very late to do that. And what I decided to do is talk about some of my favorite moments of K-pop nostalgia and talk about a few songs that I really enjoyed through the years. So this week I had a very deep discussion with my little sister. Most of you might know, like Andrea, and we were talking about how K-pop has changed through the years and how much we miss the old K-pop. So I really miss that. And I was just recollecting a few groups' debut and how excited we were, and the groups that made their debut when I was a huge K-pop fan, and now I see them as seniors, and there are a lot of other groups coming up. So things have changed so much since then, and I just realized that I have also spent almost 4 years writing about K-pop. So I was doing my PG post-graduation and I started writing. I wanted to do it as a, you know, like a side hustle or something I really loved doing. And I remember approaching a lot of people, journalists, and letting them know that I'm very much interested in K-pop. And then I landed up writing for a few well-renowned websites. Then here I am with interviews and a quite a decent profile. Yeah, I am actually proud of myself. Not too much. I could have done way better, but I'm happy, right? I am very happy with how things have turned out. So for today's episode, I thought of sharing a few songs that I was thinking recently because there is no better time than today to think about all those lovely songs. So I actually had my Spotify downloaded, and 2019 was the prime stage of me getting into K-pop, writing a lot about it, reviewing a lot of songs and all that. So I thought, why don't I share some of my very favorite songs from 2019 with you so that you can also listen to them and enjoy and also recollect your memories with those same songs, right? So I'm just going to share my favorites. Like, I'm just looking through my top songs of 2019 and I'm just going to give you 10 songs that I really enjoyed. So I'm just looking through the list. I think I have been listening to Monster X, Super M, Day 6 a lot. They have released a few albums that time and I have been listening to it a lot. And I also have Super Junior. I got introduced to Super Junior during 2019, like solid introduction, where I got into the group and I started having bias and I started enjoying their reality shows and all that. So that happened in 2019. I also went head over heels for anything that involved Teen Top. I was a huge, huge fan of Teen Top. Then Monsta X, Stray Kids. Ooh. Then there is Oneness. And of course, X1. Oh my God. Memories. X1. Do you guys remember X1? They made their debut in 2019. Wow. X1. Wow, they are very close to my heart. So, as most of you might know, they are this group that came after this survival show by Mnet, produced X101. And we had 11 members from different companies and different groups. So, some were seniors, some haven't even made a debut, and altogether named as X1. So yeah, let us start with X1. So their title song was Flash, and it was a killer. Like, I loved it so much. Wow, oh my God, my sister is gonna enjoy this episode right now. I think about it, but yeah, she and we were blasting to Flash. And yeah, now I think it's time for you guys to listen to a bit of Flash. Okay, I'm just going to play a few minutes, a few seconds of Flash. Here you go.
Savior, my desire. 반짝인 눈빛, 내 가슴 속은 blazing. 심장이 터질 듯해, 너무 빨라진 듯해. 이젠 점점 차오르는 내 게이지. 기다릴 필요 없어, 이미 준비가 됐어.
So that is Flash from X1 for you guys. So they actually released a mini album with six different songs, and we got two songs from their actual performance. Like they did some performance in Mnet, and we had X1 version, that is You Got It and Move. So I am so much into Move. I really love Move and their other melody, I'm Here For You, always makes me tear up. So it is such a solid mini album that it's definitely the no skip album, right? There are a few albums that we call as the no skip album, and Quantum Leap by X1 is definitely one of the bestest when it comes to no skip albums. So yeah, and now the members are in different groups. We have BI, where you have Johan. Then my favorites would be definitely Gravity, where we have Minhee, and of course Jungwoo, who didn't debut, but he's still there. And the other members, Woojin, and we have an actual member there. Then Woods is having his own solo track. Then, of course, Dongpyo from Mirai. Then Seungwoo. Like, Seungwoo is one of my bias. So he is part of Victon, and he is also doing an amazing job as a solo artist. And Seungwoo is also one of the very few artists who can convince me with melodies and ballads. So I really love his voice. Also love his rap. So I entirely love whatever he puts out. So that is X1. And oh my God, 2019 definitely has its speciality with this song. As I mentioned earlier, I got into Super Junior with their release of their ninth album, full album, and it was quite a celebration because it was after a long time the band decided to make a return. The album was named as Time Slip, the ninth album, and it was accompanied by the title track Super Clap. But my ultimate favorite would definitely be The Crown. The Crown is one of the B-sides, but it is legitimate, so powerful, so competitive, even with the title track. Like sometimes the grandeur the music it has, it is more powerful than the title track. So if someone asks me, I would want them to have The Crown as a title, but somehow they didn't. But I can even create a cult for this song. I love this song so much. There have been numerous times, like unhealthy number of times, where I listen to this song, imagining how Super Junior will be on stage when this song plays behind, the chills that we get and all that. It's such an amazing song, and I think it would only be fair if I make you listen to the song. So here you go.
I'm ready for you now. 즉 크게 외쳐 나. Action we go 유언은 한계를 뛰어넘어 또 한 번 슈퍼주니어 이대로 분위기 고조시켜 yeah.
Okay, I actually planned on making you listen to the first 1 minute, but I just got carried away. Oh my God, you should see my face. I was just banging the doors and singing along with it. So, of course, if this is your first time listening to it, I'm pretty sure that you're already glued to this song and you really want to listen to it again because this is such a banger. And Yeonhyuk is my favorite. And we just listen to him rap. And of course, such a lovely song. And Super Junior had such a huge impact on me in 2019. And my second favorite from Super Junior was definitely Super Clap. I'll make you super clapped. Okay, right. So, yeah, that is super clap. The crown for you guys. And next in our playlist is going to be another SM banger. And this is going to be the single from the super group, the super K-pop group that we hyped like crazy and still hype like crazy. If you found it, you are an authentic K-pop fan. It is none other than Super M, the Avengers, the K-pop Avengers, the K-pop supergroup. And of course, we all love them. So yes, it is definitely dropping from Super M. That is on my playlist now. And I also love the entire album. Speaking of no skip albums, this is one album that you have to add in your playlist or in your list if you haven't listened to it. And I love Jobbing. Everybody loves Jobbing. But again, my most favorite from the album would definitely be I Can't Stand the Rain. People who know me in 2019, like people who interacted with me in person, especially if they are K-pop fans, they knew that I breathed this song. I kept on chanting, I Can't Stand the Rain. So first, you're going to listen to Jobbing, and then I'm definitely making you guys listen to I Can't Stand the Rain. So here is Jobbing. So yeah, that is Jobbing. I know I paused it a little earlier because of course Jobbing is pretty well known, but here is the track that I enjoy the most. So here we have I Can't Stand the Rain by the one and only Super M.
Can't stand the rain, rain. 비가 몸을 타고 흘러내린 going crazy. 쉼 없이 너를 갈고 하는데. Shouldn't have let you go. 비를 멈춰야 했어.
I can't stand it anymore.
So yeah, that is three song, guys. Like, did you guys enjoy it? If you do, please let me know. Just try your best to reach out to me. Like, I'm available on all social media platforms. You can just ping me. How much did you enjoy this song? So that is a legitimate song that I really loved. And next comes the songs from day six. So day six had an album in 2019 as well. They released a full album, and that was called The Book of Us, Entropy. So in that they had Emergency. I'll just make you guys listen to Emergency by day six. It's Emergency by Day Six, one of the best songs from Day Six. Like, personally, I enjoyed it so much. And even now, when I was playing it, I loved it. So the next one is definitely going to be a song from Monsta X, because they did release a mini album. I guess it's a mini album. Yes, it's Follow - Find You. So Monsta X personally did not have a very good year in 2019. And to all those Mumbabees out there, this album might be very sensitive, because immediately after this album's release, we had controversies and Monsta X became a six-member group. And I had a tough time listening to it as well. Like, I immediately fell in love with this mini album. I was jamming to the songs. I was receiving the comeback in a full swing. But then this happened. So if people are very kind of sensitive with this mini album, I do agree. But we all must agree that this playlist has some of the best tracks from Monsta X, and the title track Follow was just an art. Not just music wise, the entire MV was superb, and I really loved the colors, the choreo, the energy the members had, and the song. So now it is here with Follow by Monsta X.
낯선 공기 I can feel 스친 순간 날아버렸지
한 순간에 아득하게 서로 둘러쳤던 우리 어긋난 채 엇갈려 왜 또 자꾸만 더 멀어져
Let's go
걸렸어 나의 낮에
I feel good Fuck that young Cause you're my killer No backup backup 날 땡겨 땡겨 시작해 심장으로 pull the trigger
Let's go
이 느낌입니다 날 누가 뭐라 해도 이 모든 우연이 다 나만을 가리키니까
다시 돌고 돌아 결국 만날 거야
다리 거짓말처럼 태양에 겹친 날
Wow, follow. Well, I just made you listen to the song for 2 minutes, almost the song, because I think it truly deserves the attention. And it's also the last song of Monsta X as 7. So it has a very, 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 very special place in my heart. And yeah, that is follow for you. And again, the entire album was very powerful. And we have Find You, which was a pre-release from the group. And Find You became even more sentimental, like more emotional after the entire events happening. So personally, Find You is more like a tearjerker for me. So I'm just going to make you listen to Find You for a few seconds. So have fun listening to Find You by Monsta X. Sorry guys, I really don't know how to stop songs. I just abruptly stopped it. I'm very sorry. But yeah, that is Find You. Wow, I just got to, like think about all those things that happened and reminisce my time with Monsta X. So it's such a lovely song featuring amazing vocals by Monsta X. So definitely do give it a listen when you can. And the next in the list is going to be by Oneness. So I'm not sure if you know that, but Oneness is a group that is very close to my heart because I watched them debut and I have seen them grow and I'm very proud of them. And they have amazing songs and they made a comeback in 2019 with Fly With Us, a mini album with the title Lit. So Lit was definitely lit, figuratively and literally. So I really love the song, and the song was a huge hit as well. They even performed it. They had a remix and they performed it in different stages. The entire year, they performed it in award shows and powerful title from Oneness. So here, I'm going to make you listen to Lit by Oneness.
Gotcha.
Wow. Now I think I stopped it in the right place. But yeah, that is Lit by Oneness. Wow. Such a lovely group, guys. So if you haven't listened to Oneness, you really have to. Next in the list is definitely going to be VAV. And they released a single called Poison, a mini album called Poison in 2019. And the title track was also named as Poison. So now you're going to listen to Poison by VAV.
Girl, just change me. 누구를 원망하듯 비가 내렸어. 난 버려진 듯, 널 잊었는데 아무 일 없었던 듯 또 찾아와. 아물지 못할 상처 남겨놓고 다시 finishing. 망설임은 욕이 돼 몸이 다 저릿해 전이돼 마치 병처럼 파고드는 포즈엔 또 매료된 난 바보처럼 느껴지고 now 이게 뭔지 신이 자꾸만 드는 느긋심 하나의 세포처럼 매듭하다 오늘은 이제 서로 발도 너 마치 독약처럼 내 안에 스며들어 퍼지는 poison 빛나간 순간마저 이제는 poison 가르다운 넌 한끼로 흘려버려 퍼지는 포
Wow, that is Poison for you guys. Well, now you know why I love Poison, don't you? God, especially when the chorus hits and the after chorus where they have this oh oh by the rappers. Like, I think Love does it once and Ano does it the next time. So yeah, that is VAV. And VAV is actually so underrated. So if you people haven't given them a chance, I would definitely want you to go and check their music. They have very good songs. And the song that I actually became a fan of VAV is called... Wait a minute. What is it called? I remember the song. Thriller Killer, right? Thriller Killer was my song to get into VAV, and I just found out Thriller Killer is also from 2019. So you should definitely listen to Thriller Killer. Here is Thriller Killer by VAV. Guys, I don't know what is wrong with this. I am hurt right now. Why is it not playing Thriller Killer? The legendary song that needs attention. Let me try again. Guys, I seriously don't understand what is wrong with my Spotify. Why it doesn't want to play Thriller Killer? Oh my god, this is so embarrassing and so disappointing. But I think this is your sign to go and check out the song for yourself. It is such a banger. You have to listen to it. So I just found out that Thriller Killer was released in March 2019, and then they returned with Poison in 2019, October. So I started using Spotify when the 2019 ended. So that's why Poison is there and not Thriller Killer. I remember downloading Thriller Killer and listening to it to the fullest. And next comes a song that should be there in everybody's 2019 list, and it is none other than 80s Wonderland. So Wonderland was more like an anthem song for me. I really consider 80s songs as my anthem songs, so I really enjoy them. I play them when I need to feel that energy. So Answer was actually my D anthem that I really used to listen to every time and reflect on it and all that. Then comes Wonderland. So all those very strong instrumental and their powerful choreography makes the song sound heaven. So here is Wonderland by 80s. So it is, before I get into the song, I'm sorry, it's from their full album, Treasure EP Final, All to Action. So here is Wonderland by 80s.
New way to be mine. 지도 다 보라는 곳, 그 삼은 곳. 만인의 꿈이 직업, 그때 꿈꾸는 시작. 날개를 펴도 영원히 철없게 like beat up.
터질 듯한 심장을 pump it up. 불린 듯한 너는 여기서 멈출 텐가 그토록 원하던 것이 어디에
So yay, that is 80s for you. And I think I just realized that I have been speaking or ranting to you for more than half an hour right now, but I still have a lot of songs. So I'm just going to mention one more song and probably leave it for part one. And I'm going to do part two next week or maybe, yes, next week. So we will have part one and part two. And the last song is definitely from 80s again. So they had a mini album released in 2019 as well. And for this album, it was even more special because they had two singles and they wanted the fans to choose which one to be the single and which one next. So people had to choose between the two. And my favorite was Wave. And if I'm right, it must be Illusion or Wave. So between these two, people had to select any one. And Wave is such a lovely song. In the end, both got their importance, like both were released as MVs and all that. And Wave actually gets personal with me because it's a feel-good song. Whenever you listen to it, and if you're riding, if you're just going in your car or traveling by bus, or just standing on your terrace, enjoying the wind or enjoying the breeze in a countryside or anywhere, when you listen to Wave, it just feels so good. More like a transcendental song. So Wave along with a breeze, mild breeze, can just make you smile. That is exactly what I mean by feel good song. So Wave can definitely make you feel positive and think nice. So here is a bit of Wave by 80s. That is 80s for you guys, and we are going to stop with this. I know, I thought this is going to be a very small episode where I just talk or just rant about a few of my favorites, but it turned out to be a pretty lengthy episode because I also made you listen to the song. And on the side note, the songs were played on Spotify, so it is all creditable to Spotify. And I hope you had a nice time listening to them. I also have a few other groups and a few other songs that I would definitely love to share it with you. So let me know if this kind of episodes are likable. If you like such content, please let me know so we can also have such listening episodes then and there. It kind of gives you that radio vibe, right? So please let me know if you like these kind of episodes, and we are definitely going to have part two where I will share more of my favorites and albums. So yeah, meet you next week. I'm pretty sure I will be there next week. So thank you so much for listening. If you made it till here, I'm very grateful. You really have so much of patience. Thank you so much for listening to me in the very morning as you start your new week. Or if you're listening by night, have a good night. Hope I made you fall asleep, right? So thank you so much. Have an amazing week ahead. Spread love and be loved and do a lot of K-popping. So meet you next week. Until then, take care. This is Anthea. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.